Hey everybody, it's Kyle. When Kevin Norman and I founded the Fandom Podcast Network, one of the goals was to represent as many different fandoms as possible. Well, now is no different. As we get ready to announce a new program here to the Fandom Podcast Network, Kevin and I recently sat down with two of the three hosts of this show. We're very excited for the content. We hope you are going to enjoy it. It's something a little different, but we think it's going to be a perfect fit here at FPN. Without further ado, Kevin and I would like to wish you a good evening, and let's do this thing.
This is the Culture Clash.
Kevin, we got some exciting stuff going on here at the Fandom Podcast Network. We got a new show.
We're adding to the family, man. I'm excited.
Well, and I can tell you this, things are going to get a little suspenseful because we're going to be talking about Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh, I'm really excited about these guys, and I'm really excited what they're about to bring to the Fandom Podcast Network, man. This is really cool.
Yeah, I'm excited. And without further ado, I'm going to bring in two of the three hosts for Good Evening, an Alfred Hitchcock podcast. Brandon and Tom, thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So,
we're very polite. We're Canadians, you know, so we always say thank you.
Well, I'm Alaskan, so I'm even further. Technically, I'm from further north than either of you guys. So,
How come you don't there talk you funny, Kyle?
Oh, well, I've been in the South for too long.
We don't talk funny. What are you talking about?
A? What, A? A? Your one-letter alphabet?
Well, I'm totally having SCTV. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Second
City.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm having flashbacks. Bob and Doug McKenzie.
I hope you guys don't mind if I eat some poutine and drink some Molson Canadian while we do this.
Oh, absolutely.
I got my Tim Hortons.
As long as you share the Tim Hortons and you're wearing a toque, I'm all good.
Yeah, all good.
Well, what you guys don't realize is to be part of the Fandom Podcast Network, you do have to send us Tim Hortons.
Well, hey, Tom, let's start with you first. Tell us about yourself and how you, you got doing this awesome podcast with Brandon and your other friend. Tell us more.
Well, I'm an old TV production guy. We've done a couple of, as I like to say, Hollywood film credits in Canada here and there. I've done a lot of corporate communications work, but I'm an old film buff. And Brandon and I met through a local board gaming organization. So, yes, we are nerds. And he knows that for about 5 years I've been doing a little Alfred Hitchcock festival at my house every winter. And so he approached me and, you know, I knew when he wanted to meet up for coffee that day that either he wanted to sell me Amway or he had a really cool creative project on the go. Luckily, he had a very cool creative project. So he and I started this up. And Brandon also brought in our third host, Chris Hay, who's in Leeds, England. And we've been going at it. We've already got a couple in the can, as they say, and I'm really enjoying the project.
Is Amway still a thing?
Yeah, believe it or not. So. Believe it or not, the guy who owns the Orlando Magic here in Florida is like the owner of Amway.
Oh, that's so funny.
Right. Gosh,
I remember when they almost got me in their grasp way back in the day. Brandon, tell us a little bit about yourself, man.
Well, first of all, I don't sell Amway. It's Avon. But Tom and I were actually introduced together. We were kind of forced together against our wills. We were on a board gaming team for a 24-hour fundraiser a couple of years ago. The board gaming community here in Regina does a 24-hour fundraiser where you play board games for 24 hours and they donate the money to something called the Souls Harbor Rescue Mission. And Tom was looking for a team, so they added him to my team. And so we played a few board games, and that's really how we got to know each other. And Tom's a big backgammon fan, so, you know, we played a couple of games of backgammon together. And he kept inviting me to this Alfred Hitchcock night. But, you know, with young kids in my life, it's very hard to get out of the house. You know, and the fact that my wife does have me chained up, you know, is also makes it kind of difficult to leave the house. But I did reach out to him. I got the itch to start another podcast. I mean, I already do two podcasts, which I'll talk about at the end. but I was getting an itch, and I wanted to do a film-related one, so I reached out to Tom because I knew about these Alfred Hitchcock nights that he would have at his house, and I thought to myself, man, it's been so long since I've watched through all the Alfred Hitchcock movies. If I'm going to watch them, I might as well podcast about them. So I reached out to him, and a friend of mine, Tony Black, put me in touch with Chris Haig. So that's how we got our third voice. And I think we've got a really unique flavor to our podcast, and I'm looking forward to sharing it with the world.
Tell us a little bit about Chris. How did you pick up a guy from Leeds?
Well, again, yeah. So Tony Black, who's a part of the Black Hole Media podcast group, he runs a show called The X-Cast, which is all about The X-Files. And I had let him know that I was interested in thinking about doing this show. And he said, well, I know a guy who's really into Alfred Hitchcock, so let me put you in touch with him. And really, that's really all it's been. And the most communication we've had so far has been through, you know, Facebook Messenger and stuff. I've never been out to Leeds myself, so I haven't met him. And we've just been communicating. We've done a couple of podcasts together. Tom's actually had a bit more contact with him than I have, because he's got the closer schedule to what Chris has, because Tom works odd work hours, and me working my 7:45 to 4:15 is actually the odd one of the three, because Chris is 6 hours time difference from us. He's sleeping right now.
Well, I have a question then too. I mean, Alfred Hitchcock is an icon, but what made you guys, I'm curious with Tom, since you do a Hitchcock marathon every year, apparently, what is your draw to Alfred Hitchcock?
The first year I did the Hitchcock party at our house, it was Halloween, and I'm like, horror movies. And the TCM, Turner Classic Network, had broadcast like 40 films of his. So I deleted all my wife's soap operas off the PVR and put in all these Hitchcock movies. And I think the message was, get these off the PVR. So we had to have a party to show them. And it clicked. Like, everybody enjoys it. And they're really accessible movies. A lot of them are old, but they're not dated. You know what I mean? They're very contemporary. They're very modern. And as far as horror movies go, they're a lot of fun. And the people that I have over, a lot of them may or may not have seen the films before, but everyone has always said how much they enjoy watching them and how much they get into it. And, you know, can they come next year kind of idea.
Very cool. Now, Hitchcock is Hitchcock. And there's been so many people throughout the years that they say, oh, this guy's the next Hitchcock. This guy is a lot of, you know, the M. Night Shyamalans of the world and such. But nobody's really filled that void. Do you think anybody ever will? I mean, I don't see it.
Well,
it's
unique
hard to say,
void.
Yeah.
You know, it's so unique because Hitchcock was the first celebrity director. You know, people knew who he was more than really they knew his films, because he was out there. His trailers were so unique. Like, if you haven't seen them, you need to go and take a look and search for the trailers for films like North by Northwest and Psycho. And these trailers are a part of the movie experience. And some of the things that he did, I don't think they would do in this day and age. Like Psycho, they had a thing up there. If you didn't get in there on time, they wouldn't let you in the movie. And that was a whole part of the advertising campaign. And he would be like, there would be a poster of him there pointing at his watch. And it says, if you're not here on time, you're not allowed into the film. And it was at a time when, you know, people could just come and go to movies. And there was a reason behind it. And I'm going to give a spoiler for the film Psycho. So if anybody's listening that hasn't seen it, I am going to give
a spoiler alert.
800-year-old movie here. But like Janet Leigh, she dies like halfway through the film. And she was a major movie star at the time. So if you came late and you didn't see Janet Leigh in the movie, you wouldn't know what was going on.
It's funny you say that, because you're right. He was kind of the school of the old theater way, because if you go to a Broadway show in New York, a lot of them will not let you in if you're late. Because I remember I was visiting New York years ago, and they were doing a Broadway version of The Wedding Singer, and our subway was late, and we barely got there in time.
You have to get a new ticket agent.
I know, right? By the way, it was a pretty good representation of the movie, but that's great though. I mean, that's it's his way or the highway, you know. So that's good.
That's the class. A lot of, like, some of his early films were plays done on stage, and some of his actors, like a lot of the actors in Rope, were actual stage actors that they had to be, because they had to be able to perform page after page of material where your typical film actor couldn't do that. They didn't have the memory span. But so he really does blend stage and screen in a wonderful way.
And Rope is Tom and mine. That's our favorite Hitchcock movie. And one of the unique things about that is Hitchcock was always a guy who would push the boundaries on the limitations that the medium provided for him. Like Rope, he tried to film it as a stage play, but he couldn't because of the length of a reel of film. He could only get, it was like 8 or 9 minutes was the length of a reel at that time. So he would try and hide his cuts by moving the camera around the stage that the set that he was using for this production of this film. And he would move the camera in close to somebody's back so that it would black out. And that's where he would put the edit. And then the next reel of film would commence and he'd pull the camera out again. So with these 9 minute cuts, if somebody messed up, they'd have to start from the beginning of the 9 minute cut again. So they had to practice and act it all out. So he was a guy who was always pushing the boundaries of the boxes that the medium
sounds
gave
like
him.
Martin Scorsese took some notes.
Oh yeah. Yeah, for sure. There's quite
a few.
No, go ahead.
Sorry.
Yeah, there's quite a few directors who are really inspired by him and have really taken a cue from him for sure. You know, M. Night Shyamalan is another one. You know, Martin Scorsese for sure. Peter Bogdanovich is a huge fan of his.
So,
and a lot of the directors put Hitchcock as their number one, and there's just no question that they'll keep him at number one, and they just love him that much.
Yeah, without a doubt. Now, let me ask you guys this. For our listeners, what can they expect coming from Good Evening at Alfred Hitchcock podcast?
Nonsense. Lots of nonsense.
Lots of really bad pronunciations of easy words. And, you know, we're film fans. Like, we're not promoting ourselves as anything more than that. It'll be rough around the edges. It'll be fun. It'll be informational. And I think Brandon has a really good plan where, you know, we're going to go episode by episode. But when we get to Psycho, we're going to probably do 10 episodes. You know what I mean? And we're not pretending to be, you know, university film professors. We're fans that are in love with the medium and with this director and the work. And we're just going to share that with the listeners.
Now, that might sound odd that we want to do 10 episodes on Psycho, but I mean, we want to cover Psycho. We want to cover the sequels. There's three of those. We want to cover the novel by Robert Bloch. And I mean, there's Bates Motel that we'd like to cover as well. So, you know, we want to try and spread out a little bit like that. I'd like to also cover the films that are remakes of his work. I'd like to cover films that are inspired by him. Like when we get to Strangers on a Train, I want to cover in another episode, Throw Mama from the Train, right? Because that was inspired by that film.
Ooh, cows.
And definitely keep it like, we'll keep it for the people. We'll keep it accessible. It's not going to be highbrow stuff. And it's just going to be a fun, fun show.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's
with a lot of killing.
Of course. I want the listeners to also learn a little bit more about you guys other than your love for Hitchcock. Can you tell the listeners out here a little bit else what you guys like and what you're into? Tom, start with you.
Well, I work in the security industry, and I enjoy arts in general. We've got tickets to the we're in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada, and they just built a new football stadium here. And so we've got tickets right away to go see Bryan Adams at this concert. And nice. So my wife and I are quite active in the community. She's a big volunteer with the MS Society and Toastmasters, and we try and keep involved with lots of volunteer activities as much as we can.
Brandon, what about you?
I'm a huge Star Trek fan. I've got a couple of podcasts over on the Trek FM network. That's where I spend a lot of my free time right now. I do one called Melodic Treks, which is all about the music of Star Trek. And I'm the co-host of a show called Warp 5, which is all about Star Trek Enterprise. And even if you're not a Star Trek Enterprise fan, you should definitely check that show out because we've been having a lot of great interviews. We've interviewed Manny Coto. We've interviewed nice. Gary Graham. We've interviewed writer Phyllis Strong, and we're supposed to be, it's supposed to be next week, we're going to be interviewing David A. Goodman, who wrote a couple episodes of Enterprise, and he went on to work on Family Guy, and he did Futurama. He wrote Where No Fan Has Gone Before on Futurama, right? So he's a pretty big name. And he wrote that book last year, the autobiography of James T. Kirk, so...
Oh, very cool. Well, I'm actually familiar with that podcast. Our good old buddy Norm used to...
That's correct. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I've been doing that for just under a year now. But I'm a huge film buff. I love watching movies, and I like watching all kinds of movies. I mean, my love of Hitchcock, I found it when I was about 18 years old. I was going to film school at university. We studied The Birds, and I discovered the Criterion Collection at that time, and I started collecting the Criterion movies. So my love of cinema covers the globe. You know, one of my favorite movies of all time is The Wages of Fear, which is a French film. I love Seven Samurai, which is Japanese. And, you know, I love Hitchcock. I think there's some really, really good Hitchcock works in there. And I'm looking forward to sitting down with a different eye, because it's been a long time since I've seen some of these movies. And most of them I just watched just for the sake of watching, and I never really paid too much attention to them. So I'm looking forward to going through them with a little bit of a more critical eye.
Well, I think that doing more than one episode on Psycho is a must, because that is the iconic film there. And I'm sure many people would love to just dive into that. And I'm sure that the Hitchcock fans out there and the fans of that film and TV series will be interested in anything you have to say about that.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a lot of podcasts out there right now, so we don't want to overwhelm people. Like, when we launch, we're hoping to launch with 2 or 3 episodes. I'm editing episode 3 right now. And we're only going to be releasing once a month. It's only going to be a monthly podcast, and they'll be under an hour each episode. You know, we're aiming for around 45 minutes or so, you know, some for that long commute, you know, the bus ride or whatever, you can listen to it. And we'll be making sure to tell you what we're going to be covering on the next episode. So if you want to follow along by watching, or if it's a book that you want to pick up and read ahead of time, it'll give you that time to follow along with us if you're interested.
Well, and on that note, I know we got the first 2 episodes coming up. You guys want to tell us what people can expect in the first 2 episodes of Good Evening?
Yeah, episode 1 is really just an introduction to the 3 hosts, a bit about us, Brandon, Shay, myself, and Chris, and talking about the show. And that's about it. And then I'll let Brandon talk about episode 2.
So for episode 2, I had 4 questions that I asked, and I reached out to a whole bunch of podcasting friends of mine, and I asked them to record me a little MP3 and tell us about how they discovered Hitchcock, any very influential films that they think of his, and what they hope to see from the podcast in the future. And I edited it into a really nice episode. So it's other people talking about their love of Hitchcock, because, you know, we don't have a monopoly on our Hitchcock love. Everybody loves Hitchcock, I think, right? So so that's what you got from the second one. And then the third episode that I'm editing right now, actually, we covered Hitchcock from birth to 1922. And 1922 is when he was working on films as a title creator. So, you know, with silent films of the day, he would create the titles that you would see pop up every once in a while with the words that were happening on screen. So we kind of talk a little bit about that part of his life.
Very good. You know, I think we all have, every person out there seen at least one Alfred Hitchcock movie, and we all have a movie within our, I'll say, top 20 favorites that's probably either a Hitchcock film or Hitchcock inspired. Would you agree with me on that, Kevin?
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely.
And it's probably Psycho.
Yeah, Psycho's up there, but, you know, I was always a fan of Vertigo as well.
Ooh, I get a lot of Vertigo. But it's usually just when I stand up.
What about, was it Rear Window?
Yeah, Rear Window is another
one. Oh, Rear Window. No, yeah. Wonderful film. Yeah. Yeah, I love that whole idea that you're stuck. He's stuck in the apartment, and, you know, he's there for like a month or two, and he gets so anxious, and he starts watching the world outside, you know, like living in the fishbowl. And that's just a great concept to start with. And where it goes from there, you know, it just gets better and better.
Yeah, I almost think that's probably... Wait one second. I just think that Rear Window is probably the most copied Hitchcock film.
Oh, yeah, totally. Okay, and
Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I had a question, because I started thinking about, and obviously you guys are the experts here, of all of the actors that have been in Hitchcock films, can you guys name 1 or 2 of your favorites and why?
Hitchcock, because he's got great cameos.
Besides the obvious.
I've been reading a lot of the Tippi Hedren stuff out of Birds, and you know, it's all this stuff about how it ruined her career, and there was all this the conflict in the real world between her and Hitchcock, and sexual problems between the two of them, and complaints, and she kind of, you know, comes across really negatively in the, you know, today, even still talking about how the movie ruined her career. But I'm like, sorry, you were in Birds. Like, people are still talking about Birds. That was a pretty big film. And, you know, I think a lot of the stress that she shows on screen was real. But, oh, my God, what a part she played when she's getting literally pelted with live animals, like live birds flying at her and picking at her. And I know that, you know, if that was shot today, it wouldn't have been any real interaction between human and birds. It would have been all CGI and digital. But, like, what a sacrifice as an actress and what a commitment to the part. Like, that was amazing.
And then as hosts of the show, we'll be sacrificing as well because we're going to have to cover the birds too, which is awful.
No sympathy there. Sorry.
See, for me, my big star that I love that I can't wait to start talking about him a little bit is Bernard Herrmann and his music, you know, the career that he had with Alfred Hitchcock. And, you know, mentioning the birds again, Hitchcock pushing against that medium. The birds has no score. It's in the whole movie. There's no score.
Really?
Yeah.
It's all
amazing.
Sound effects.
Wow. I haven't seen that movie in years. That's interesting. Interesting.
So, well, guys, I am very excited to start a good evening here on the Phantom Podcast Network, because Hitchcock obviously won't let me talk now, but I want to welcome you guys officially to the family. And Kevin, this is going to be something special. I can feel it.
Tom, Brendan, I'm really excited you guys are here, and I can't wait to start listening to your shows. And I think this is going to be the perfect show to add to the Phantom Podcast family, and I really appreciate you guys being here. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for
hosting
our show.
You're welcome, and thank you. Yeah, definitely. Thank you for taking us on board with your network. That's amazing, and I'm very excited about the project for sure.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And you'll be able to hear Good Evening, an Alfred Hitchcock podcast, very soon on here on the Fandom Podcast Network.
Real quick, I do want to say, give them a chance to let people know how to contact them on social media. Tom, start with you.
Well, we have our Facebook page, Hitchcock Good Evening. That's where most of our material is coming up. And Brendan Shea can talk more about the email contact. We really want to have input from the listeners as much as possible, because we'll read it and we'll use it on air. We want your opinion. So what is the email address?
GoodEveningPodcast@hotmail.com. And you can follow us on Twitter, Good Evening Pod.
Great.
So, yeah, we're fairly social media savvy, and we're looking, definitely want a lot of feedback from the listeners.
Yeah, I know all about Twitter and Facebook, but I clearly know nothing about Skype.
That's okay. We have our own problems with Skype at times too, so but like I said, Kevin,
right on.
I'm excited, but you know what? I'm not letting you anywhere near the shower while I'm in it, Kevin, because I don't need. So, gentlemen, thank you. Welcome to the Phantom Podcast Network, and to all our listeners, Good Evening will be here very soon, and we know you're going to enjoy it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.